7th, 2013. This is Spingold Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingold, coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. A good friend sent me a link this morning with a very graphic Syrian mercenary who was devouring the liver of his enemy. My friend said, and I quote, "The link I forwarded made me think about harvesting organs here in the good old USA. What the heck is the difference between the Syrian mercenaries cutting out a liver and eating it, and the butchers with MD behind their names taking out children's lungs, hearts, livers, brains while they are still alive, or crushing baby skulls and beheading them while still alive in the womb? Just why should God bless America? We have a lot to answer for." Unquote. Thanks, Jim. My guest today is Vicki Thorne. She is the foundress of Project Rachel in 1984, the post-abortion ministry of the Catholic Church, the first formally organized outreach. She is the author of a book on Project Rachel. The websites are hopeafterabortion.com and the National Office of Post-Abortion Reconciliation and Healing, which she founded in 1990, and that website is NOPARH.org. Vicki, welcome to the program.
Well, I thank you. It's great to be back with you again. Thanks for the invitation.
Oh, well, it's wonderful to have you back. And you have introduced some thoughts, some ideas that honestly I had never thought of before. We just don't anticipate, we don't realize, have no conception of what kind of harm that the things that we do or don't do have upon our families and upon our futures. And certainly you've talked about a lot of this, particularly the things that happened since the 1960s, the sociological changes.
Yep. So, that's one of the things that helps us understand, because we don't think about it. You know, the society changed, so big deal. But the reality is there's a lot of fallout.
Oh, indeed. And we don't know it unless we have someone like you who has studied it. And we certainly can't all study the same things or recognize the same things or have the same experiences. So I thank you for doing that for us and then sharing the results of your efforts. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. It's wonderful to have the opportunity, because the more people who hear about it begin to think about, as you said, things you had never thought about, you know, it changes our perspective and hopefully it changes our culture, because we can do something about it once we recognize that there's a problem. If we don't see a problem, we can't fix it.
Right. Even if it's just touching someone else, influencing somebody else, one other person, then we've accomplished something. Even if that person is us. But certainly, we do need to start with ourselves. If we're going to change anything in society, we have to start with us. We can't reach out and say, "Oh, we got to change that person over there. Let's do that."
I'll go fix that one. Yeah. No, thank you. It's okay.
All righty. We are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back. This is Diana, and our guest today is Vicki Thorne. The websites are hopeafterabortion.com and NOPARH.org. Okay, so tell us some of the sociological changes that have occurred since the 1960s.
Well, there's a ton of them, and, you know, let's kind of just walk through them and then you can pick up on what, you know, what strikes you. You know, the first thing, this is really first based on a book done by two authors by the name of Howe and Strauss, who have done, they've written a number of books. And it was called 13th Gen, Ignore, Abort, Retry, Fail. And my husband had used it for something, and I picked it up and went, oh, wait a minute, those are people I'm dealing with also. And I've added some things to them over time, but, you know, the first thing was the advent of the birth control pill. That's 1960. And that changed many things. You know, it opened the door to the sexual revolution. It changed our view of children from being gift to being possession. And it also made the possibility that they're an oops, they're a mistake. A lot of kids in our society really identify with that. And you remember, if you're born after 1960, you're not a kid anymore either, all right? We're really three generations in here in terms of some of the woundedness. You know, the health issues for women in terms of the pill, the fact that it leads us to choose the wrong partner in terms of biology, pure biology. We pick a partner who is too much like us in terms of our immune system if I'm on the pill. If I go off, I no longer find him attractive. Changes women's brains, according to some contemporary research on the fact that when they do brain scans, they see that women's brains now grow as male brains. We aren't told that it's a systemic medicine, that it changes everything in our body on many counts, and so there are health issues here that have come up as well. Well, the concept of the pill and the sexual revolution led us to the abortion issue, because the pill doesn't always work. And, you know, we were guaranteed to be child-free if we were going to engage in the sexual revolution. Well, that brought abortion on board in a legal fashion in the 70s. Now, abortions have always happened throughout the world. The Hippocratic Oath forbade abortion. Why? Because the Greeks had a problem, all right? But now it was open. It was available. And, you know, at what point is there life? We're still discussing that. Science has no question about this, that the human being begins at conception. It's never going to turn into a puppy or a table or a car, all right? But there's the lie there that this is not, you know, it's not going to be a human till I say it's a human or whatever. You know, the whole concept of the zero population growth movement, which is now, I just forgot the name, but anyway, it's changed its name. But children were a negative factor. You know, they polluted the earth. We had to cut back. You know, around the world, we're below replacement value now. And there are cultures that are worried about extinction because they've really been moved into by people from other countries. And they're conscious that their own culture is going out. It's disappearing because they are not reproducing themselves. You know, that was coupled with also the evil child movie mindset. You know, the first one was the bad seed in the 50s out of Canada. Children, The Omen, The Exorcist, Rosemary's Baby, there's a long list. Children
wow,
are portrayed
I didn't
for...
even think of that.
See?
Wow.
I bet. Yeah. Children were portrayed as evil, potentially evil. First time in the history of the human race. You know, throughout literature, children got in trouble. They were mischievous, but they were never evil incarnate. And that, coupled with the ZPG movement, made children certainly not gift, okay? And footnote to that, you know, some of this whole green movement has taken over where ZPG left off in terms of talking about carbon footprints. You know, we humans, we got too big a carbon footprint. You know, if we all go away, who's going to know if the world's a better place or not? That's my question. You know,
right.
I think it's sort of irrational.
Let me just interject.
Sort of
Let me interject something. A listener, the last time that you were on the program, wrote to me and said that a fetus was nothing but a parasite feasting on its host. I was appalled.
Wow. They don't know their biology, do they?
No.
you know, because that unborn child is in charge of the pregnancy from the get-go. And, you know, people don't know this. This is fascinating science, Deanna. Women carry cells from every child they ever conceive the rest of their lives. All right? They pass those on to their other children. If their partner choice was the one they would have made without the pill, so we choose a male whose immune system is a complement to ours. It's not like ours. Those cells cluster in my body if I'm sick, like they're trying to fix it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And there is a doctor out in Pennsylvania who was at one of my talks who said, Vicki, I want to tell you about some research I'm doing on these microchimeric cells. He said, when I have a woman patient who has tumors, I check to see what the match was with her partner. If it's the proper match and she has sons, I extract the sun cells from her body, inject them into the tumors, and they disappear.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay? Now, that doesn't sound to me like that's a negative thing, okay?
Right.
And the other piece of this is that in the child's body, if the baby is born with some kind of anomaly or disability, they find that the mother's cells cluster there as though they're trying to fix it. There's a lot we don't know. This is unfolding research, but absolutely solid. And it changes our discussion because I am changed. Those cells are in my body as a mother, detectable, by 4 weeks after conception. That's before I'm absolutely know that I'm pregnant. So, okay, there's this communication going on really early. And, you know, again, it's an amazing thing when you think about it. And, you know, the other half of that argument is, you know, if this little person is whatever, you know, why the big deal with in vitro fertilization? I mean, why are we trying to produce them? You know, let's just write them off. if it's such a negative experience. But we don't realize that mothers' bodies are protected against breast cancer if they're able to nurse their babies. There's a 7% protection rate. That babies get from the mom, from the breast milk, a certain type of bacteria that colonizes the gut with familial bacteria. And it's healthy, all right? This keeps the system working properly. Look at how many people in our culture were fed right away with formula, and they have gut issues because they got the wrong bacteria in there, and it doesn't work right. And so there's all this interplay, you know, between mothers and children, and it's not a non-event. Nobody talks about the fact that men are changed by pregnancy. I just wrote a column. I write a column periodically for a group, and I wrote about it. You know, men, about the time that those cells are present in the mother's body, by scent, would recognize that she's pregnant. Maybe before she knows for sure, okay? And the first thing that happens to this guy is he gets more cortisol. Now, that's the stress hormone, but it's not a stressor now. It's a protector. He's on alert, okay? Then 60 to 90% of men who are with their pregnant partners experience some form of what's called Couvade. And Couvade is symptoms with their partner. Nausea, vomiting, headache, backache, toothache, anxious, not sleeping very well, but tired, food cravings, and weight gain. Okay?
Isn't that funny? That is really funny.
Oh, it's funny. But see, our doctors have never heard of this. I learned this at the University of Minnesota when I was an undergraduate because the primitive cultures knew this. They knew if she was pregnant, he was sick. And when she gave birth to her baby in a birthing hut surrounded by women, he had his own birthing hut, and there was some kind of a pseudo-labor going on there. Okay? Transition, okay? Now, of those fathers, 20% are really, really sick. They may seek out a physician who will say to them, "There, there, sir, it's a virus that'll go away." So I'll tell you when it goes
in
away.
In about 9 months.
right before.
Oh, okay.
But what's interesting is those 20% who are really sick, when the baby comes, they're hardwired to know the different cries of the baby. Okay? They're hardwired. They can tell hunger from tired from distress. The other fathers have to learn it. Okay? Then, 6 weeks before the baby comes, the father undergoes enormous hormonal shifts. His testosterone drops pretty radically, less likely to wander, to be unfaithful, and to be aggressive. His estrogen goes up, softening him, and now he's a tender caregiver. He gets more cortisol, protecting and bonding again. He gets another predominantly male hormone. We women have a little of this, but it's mostly male. It's called vasopressin. And vasopressin bonds men to partners in intimacy. Okay, whether he can't turn this off. The human mind does not allow you to turn off the chemistry. But what it does right now is it's sort of Mother Nature's sit, stay, don't abandon hormone. Okay, extra bonding. Then, right before the baby comes, it seems, he gets prolactin. Now, that's the nursing hormone. It lasts for at least 6 weeks, and it makes him extra tender, extra caring. And what's interesting is with every subsequent baby this couple has, he gets more prolactin at this point with every pregnancy. But there's more to worry about. There's more children. There's more at work. It's so amazing. Then when his chemistry begins to go back to normal, his testosterone never again goes as high as it was when he was a bachelor. He's changed forever. And each time he has interaction with that baby, the testosterone is one of the things that's touched by that. That's awesome, okay?
But
men aren't told that.
That is just remarkable. And
you know,
I think
society,
that it's something that we don't appreciate. And you mentioned primitive cultures. They are so much more in touch with nature.
Absolutely.
And with themselves. Yeah. Than we are. And I think that has to do with those sociological changes that you talk about. Mm-hmm. Because of the things that are introduced into our society. That are really pretty bad.
They're pretty bad. And see, we were still embodied people back then. We lived in our bodies.
Right.
Now we're disembodied people. We live in our brains. It's all about control. It's all about the internet. It's all about knowledge. And our body is sort of, well, it's kind of ancillary, you know?
Yeah, kind of an appendage to our brain. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Vicki Thorne. Her websites are hopeafterabortion.com and NOPARH.org. And we were talking about the changes in the 60s, what the pill does for you, to you, absolutely to you. And certainly the participation of the husband or and father in the pregnancy process, which is just a kind of a phenomenon that we just never hear about, except once in a while we hear about some man getting some of the same symptoms, but not too often.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm going to add a website to your list.
Okay.
The website is men, spelled out M-E-N-A-N-D, abortion, A-B-O-R-T-I-O-N, dot info. Info is important.
Okay.
This is a website that we put up a few years ago. We had two conferences on men dealing with their grief after abortion. And people go, why would a man be bothered? Why would he be? I mean, he's a sperm donor. Well, you know, when I found this out, I'm like, oh, no, wait a minute. He, too, is on this hormonal train that's moving down the track here, and suddenly it ends. And so biochemically, he's impacted by that, but he's also impacted emotionally and spiritually. And we have to recognize that for every abortion that's touched a woman's life, and in this country, we don't know for sure how many, you know, 54 million plus, there's a man. And the men play different roles, but, you know, as that we mentioned, abortion is one of those sociological changes. But for these men, the men who would have protected, if they could have, there's rage, there's a sense of male impotence that he couldn't protect, and there's incredible sorrow and grief that comes immediately after the loss. And then you have the men who first agree abortion seems like a good idea, and then they disagree, and the child is lost, and they hold themselves responsible for that. And then you have men who seem to agree, but some of them are the guys who would have stopped it if they could have, but they got bad advice. You know, the society, their parents, their friends, the whomever say, oh, you can't say anything. It's her body. You know, it's her body. You have no say. And so his hands are tied. And there are then the guys also who say, well, right now it's not a, you know, it's not a good time. I agree with that. And then when he's ready to be a father, this issue comes up big time. He's very anxious about losing a baby through miscarriage, stillbirth, whatever. And he becomes, many of these men become very overly protective fathers to the point they won't let this child out of their sight. Now, one of the things that we know that's shifted in the society, jumping just a little ahead of myself, but is the concept of helicopter parenting. All right. I can't let this kid out of my sight. This child has got to have, you know, elbow pads, knee pads, helmets. The difficulty here is that the greatest predictor of well-adjusted 20-somethings are fathers who teach their children to take calculated risks. Daddies play different than mommies. Okay? Daddies, you know, throw the kid up in the air and catch him, and they go on the big adventures, and they play horsey dack, and they ride the bike down the big hill. And children learn to take risks, and it, sometimes things happen, but you can survive it, okay? When I'm being helicoptered all over the place, I don't learn that I could survive anything because somebody's fixing it all the time. You know, mom's calling the school, how could you give Johnny an F? I mean, Johnny, oh, poor Johnny. Johnny's brighter than that. And it goes on and on. You know, my husband teaches in a university. He's got freshmen coming in who literally are frozen because they can't choose between English 1 and English 2 without talking to mom. Well,
oh,
okay,
goodness.
You can take English 2 next semester. You know, it's not the end of the world.
Sure.
But in all seriousness, they're just absolutely unable to function because somebody has always smoothed the way, opened the doors, and not let them learn to survive. You know, in the old days, and I think you and I are probably of the same generation, you know, we used to climb trees. And if we fell out, our parents did not act as though it was the end of the world. They
yes,
took
they
us
even
to
knew
hospital.
About it.
Oh, exactly. Well, even, but if we broke something.
Oh, yeah.
From my point, we broke our arm. They take us to the hospital, they put a cast on, and they say, now be more careful next time.
Right.
And the first thing I do is I go back to the tree and see if I can climb it with my cast on, which of course, you know.
Well,
and then
I know of a parent whose son went away to college, and she literally called him every morning to make certain that he was up because he just couldn't hear an alarm clock.
Is that bizarre?
No. And that was a representative of her parenting.
Yes, it is. And they text constantly. You know, are you in class? Are you in the car? Are you, you know, at lunch? I mean, it's just this smothering sort of event. Well, back to the kid in the tree, okay? So as soon as the cast comes off, I go and I climb the tree. And I go to the top and I say to myself, don't step on that branch. That's what happened last time.
Right.
Now, something bad happened. I survived and I learned something. And those are the skills we need for the world today, and we don't have them. We don't have them. You know, they come back home to basements, you know, and some of it is because the economy is bad and it's hard to find a job. But it's also for some people this fear of going out into the big world and being on my own. And so that's another piece that's shifted. That didn't happen in the old days. But by the same token, something else did happen in the old days.
Right.
And we'll come back to that.
All righty, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Vicki Thorne. Her websites are hopeafterabortion.com, N-O-P-A-R-H.org, and menandabortion.info, which has a lot of really good information on it. And who would have thought that, I mean, we've all been indoctrinated to think that men have absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with a woman's choice. After all, it is her body. And, of course, babies.
Yeah. Yeah. Men don't even know where to go. So often when I talk someplace, you know, I'm speaking about this, fathers come up and say, thank you. Thank you for saying something, because nobody acknowledges that we're hurting too, and we don't know where to go. And, you know, men tend to hide in some interesting places. They tend to hide in pornography and in sexual addiction afterwards. And some of them even end up in gay relationships because they say, I'm never going to touch a woman again. And we don't hear about those people, but hey, I've met them. Okay, so that awareness of the depth of this wound is an important one. And so thanks for putting that website out there, too, so men have some place to go.
Yes. And who would have thought? I just would never have imagined the impact. And, of course, this might lead to a same-sex interrelationship because, well, yeah, there's no baby to worry about being disposed of.
No, exactly. And there's no, you know, in some cases, there's no woman. You know, the pornography, it's all a fantasy. And so that's a piece that moves in there. You know, and just a footnote about that, since we're talking about that, you know, we need to recognize that pornography is really an addiction, and people talk about it, but a lot of what's out there is, oh, it's benign, you know, it doesn't really harm people. We have to know that it does serious brain damage. I mean, seriously addicted people have holes in their brain when scans are done, and they come back online when someone moves away from that sort of addictive behavior. And that part of the brain that's stimulated there is the part where addiction lies. It's not sexual. It's the part where, you know, heroin and cocaine stimulate the brain. That's a totally different thing. And, you know, women are sort of blasé about it. When I do high school talks, I say to the girls, and there's something shifted over the years, I say to them, if you're dating a porn user, you're dating a loser. And the girls first were just horrified. They would just look at me like, oh, you know, and then they sort of giggle. Well, now they applaud. So something shifted. I don't know what shifted, but something did.
And there are some females who are also engaging in pornography.
Absolutely. But see, we women, the men who are involved in pornography, we women are never going to match up because they can change women with the click of the mouse. And it keeps getting grosser and grosser. That's the addiction factor. Okay, there's no satisfaction in terms of human sexuality that comes with using pornography. You need a real person, and you need the chemistry that's happening with this real person to reach that final stage of sexual intimacy, which is called satiety. I'm satisfied now. And it isn't happening there. And again, we've got, you know, kids can click on pornography at 7, 8, you know, an accidental click of a mouse, and you're in there. And men are very visual, and so the sight of pornography is very addictive. And again, it's one of those things we have to name. You know, couples who use pornography are less likely to be married. They are more likely to have abuse and violence in their relationship. Kids in those relationships are more likely to have this couple split. And there's a preference for male children, or let's say there's not a preference for female children. It's odd. I'm not quite sure what that's about. But there's all this fallout again in terms of think what that does in terms of breaking up families, not being married, all those sorts of things come from this supposedly innocent viewing of, you know, pornography. And that's another piece that's really, you know, had a huge impact in terms of our society. Look at the millions of dollars that are made from this, millions of dollars. And the other piece is we have to understand that at least some of those women who are being viewed are really sort of involved in sexual slavery. And they have to keep escalating. These are women who've come from other countries. They're poor women. And they can't stay at the same level that they come in at in terms of performance, or whatever we want to call it. And some of those women end up dying in snuff flicks. Okay? There's this hidden abuse of women. This is not about freeing women. This is about abusing women on many counts. I mean, woman is object there. There's no responsibility. There's no need to be engaged. And that's really frightening stuff.
Yes. Someone in the chat room wants to know, what exactly is sexual intimacy? I think that probably most of us, well, I would have thought that most of us would know what that is who have experienced it.
Well, but, you know, again, we live in a society where there's sex, and I'm not sure there's always sexual intimacy. You know, sexual intimacy is that total giving of self, but we have to realize that whenever we engage in sexual activity, all right, the body is hardwired to begin changing and bonding. So whatever level that I'm going at here, let's say I'm just holding hands with someone, I'm already beginning to form an attachment because 20 seconds of touch unleashes in me the chemistry of connection. Okay, so I'm connecting to this guy I'm holding hands with, or this woman, or whatever. You know, when we begin to get more intimate in terms of kissing, now those pheromones, this sense I'm closer to this person, this attraction piece is there, or maybe he's pretty repulsive because he's not a good match for me. All right, it goes both ways. And then as we move deeper into whatever sort of body exploration that we're engaging in, our body is hardwired to begin connecting. And so both men and women get oxytocin, which is this bonding hormone that also has to do with pregnancy, bonding to other people, children. Men get this vasopressin I talked about, and it gives them preference for this partner and makes him jealous. Now, he can walk away from it, but it doesn't mean he's not biochemically changed by it, okay? And you know, if this is an act of intercourse, we humans, we women, absorb the seminal fluid of males for 15 hours after that contact. Good news, bad news, okay? If this is my partner, my husband, the person I'm living my life with, these chemicals are amazing because there's 30 compounds in there, including things like zinc for my immune system to help me fight off infections. There's different kinds of sugars to support the movement of the sperm, to keep it healthy, to keep it moving, all those sorts of things. There's just a long list of chemistry. Then there's all these hormones. And the hormones that are there, there's 13 kinds of prostaglandins that cause little contractions that help the sperm to move. There's follicle-stimulating hormone. Oh, wait a minute, that's a woman hormone. Yes, it is. It changes our body. Luteinizing hormone, another woman hormone. We're getting it from our sexual partner, okay, which could be impacting our menstrual cycle in terms of ovulation, sorts of things like that. There's all these chemistries. Serotonin is in there. Dopamine is in there. You know, women, wives who have regular unprotected intercourse with their husbands, they find that depression lifts because of the chemistry that's being absorbed. And as we get further away from that last act of intimacy, depression starts to come back.
So people how really should be on antidepressants, then they ought to be just...
Bingo. Yeah, well, not only that, but let's go back a step, the pill. The pill causes depression in many, many women. And doctors never ask her that. Are you on the pill? Here, honey, have a pill. Not the pill. Have a pill for your depression.
Right.
We should be asking that question. You know, there are some holistic physicians who ask that question and say, you know, I think maybe you ought to come off the hormonal contraceptive. You know, the other irony of the pill is that it causes libido to crash and burn. So here I am on the pill to be sexually liberated. Now what happens? I lose interest.
Right. And
you know?
I think that is applicable to men also. And of course there are also other factors that play into this, other medications or...
Oh, absolutely. The interactions of all these
people
things.
Have had.
Yep.
Just all
absolutely.
Kinds of things.
You know, let's go back to that man question for a minute. You know, there was work done some years ago by an anthropologist by the name of Lionel Tiger, who was at Rutgers. And Lionel Tiger has written several books on men in terms of their interaction with each other, in terms of competition and other things. And he wrote a book called The Decline of Males some years ago. And he talked about an experiment that he was part of. And he believed that when women started chemically contracepting, men lost interest in what was going on, and if a child was conceived, they didn't believe it was his child, okay? So he took a colony of monkeys, primates, out to an island, and the male was Austin. And Austin was absolutely faithful to three of those females. He didn't look at the others. Absolutely faithful. And when they put the monkeys on chemical contraceptives, he lost interest in those three, and he took up with non-contracepting females. And when they put the whole community on, here's what happened. He lost interest. He would only rape randomly and violently, so he wasn't bonded to anybody anymore. His sperm count dropped radically, I mean radically, and he masturbated excessively. And when they took the females off, masturbation disappeared, rape disappeared, sperm count came back, and he went back to his first three females to whom he was faithful. Men recognize by these pheromones that I was talking about in terms of us women picking our partner. Mm-hmm. Men recognize fertility, infertility, and pregnancy. So let's say that I'm married to a woman who's on the pill. She's flatlined in terms of pheromone communication about ovulation. Men respond to ovulating women, their own partners and others, okay, this is a biological dance, by having elevated testosterone, and they're more sexually interested and aggressive. This is potentially a date rape issue, by the way, okay?
Oh, really?
Sure. I'll come back to that in a minute. Don't let me forget. But this question of, I recognize that she's fertile because when she's ovulating, I'm interested. I feel differently. She's on the pill. There's no scent change. You know, there's that woman at the office who's not contracepting, which I don't know, but I know I feel differently about her during the month. I'm very interested in her sexually. Maybe I fell in love because I don't feel this way about my wife anymore, and now we have an affair going on, okay? So this knowledge of the communication that's there, all right, is an important one. You know, men who are around, let's say, you know, back to this date rape question. I'm in the bar when I am ovulating, all right, as a woman, I dress differently. Hair's done better, little more makeup, little more décolletage. I'm much more flirtatious with my body language, okay? This is nature signaling. Right now is the time when pregnancy is possible.
Really?
Because
and she may not even be aware that that is what she's
doing. Oh, she's not aware of it. She's not aware of it. You know, in our lifetime, there's only 1,200 days when we women can get pregnant. And so nature signals, okay? So I'm in the bar. We've had some drinks. I'm flirtatious. I'm looking good. I mean, they've taken pictures of women during cycles and then shown them to, you know, people who don't know them. And we can pick out the ovulating women because they
look
different.
What about all those newscasters on TV with their low-cut dresses and things?
Well, yeah, what's that about? That's another question. I don't know that I'm going there right now, but, but yeah, but think about this. Okay, but how do we keep people engaged? If I'm a woman newscaster, a low-cut dress keeps my male audience engaged.
Sure.
Because they're visual. Okay?
Right.
It's a communication. But anyway, so back to our bar, okay? Uh-huh. And I'm with a guy, and I'm finding him really attractive, and I'm signaling, and his testosterone's gone up. He's more sexually interested and aggressive. Now, we've had too much to drink. I'm going to tell you what happens. Okay? There's sex. And there quite well may be a baby, all right? And now there's an abortion, and there's all sorts of fallout from this. But we just aren't conscious of these things. You know, when we talk about them, it's always, I watch the girls sort of do this, really? Huh, I hadn't thought about that. You know, in our family, I've got 4 daughters and 2 sons, and when I was talking about this with my 2 younger daughters, when I found it, okay, I was just interested in it, and a couple days later, my youngest daughter, who is a very conservative dresser, comes down and she's got a little décolletage showing, okay? Mm-hmm. And her older sister looks at her and says, what are you, ovulating? Go put some clothes on. as a parent, you're not prepared.
You said. They listen to their mom.
Yeah. Well, this was her sister.
Sure.
Who told her to go put her clothes on.
But they heard what you said and they applied it.
But they did hear what I said.
She applied it to her sister. Wow. What is your opinion of IUDs? Is that,
well,
do they have the same kind of applicability?
Well, it depends. It depends because some IUDs are impregnated with hormones, all right? But they're also impregnated, and now we've got different ones out there. Some of them have copper. Well, copper is causing this irritation in our body. The IUD causes constant irritation in our body, and that's why babies are conceived with IUDs, no problem, because I am ovulating. But the point is that the uterus is too inflamed for a child to be able to implant.
Oh,
and so it is.
What an
okay,
awful
that's how it
thing.
Works. Yeah. So we aren't told that. Again, we women have been lied to from the get-go on all of these things about our reproductive health. Okay. But they're not designed. They're simply in there to make this inhospitable. Okay. And now there's a new one out, and I apologize to listeners because I can't think of the name of it, but there's been a rash of people who's, perforated their uteruses, and it happened to someone I know, and she went back to the doctor, and he goes, oh, gee, I'm really sorry about that, but you know, we just went to this training about how to get them out after it happens.
Well, good for him. Right. I'm glad he was able to help her.
Yeah, of course. Well, now she's left infertile because she's got, you know, a massive scar in her uterus.
Years ago,
there were other issues. And, you know, we're supposed to be able to tell if they're there because there's this little string. But a very good friend of mine had been using an IUD, and it disappeared. And she was pregnant. And it never came out. And her son is about 40-some years old right now, but nobody knows where the IUD went. Okay?
Oh, my.
Question mark?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Did his body absorb it? I mean, it's so bizarre because you would know if it came out. All right. So it didn't. And the doctor, you know, nobody knew where this went. So there are just these pieces in terms of things that seem, you know, seem to work that we have to, as women, understand how they work. And our men have to understand this because they're impacted by it. You know, what do they want for us? You know, back to the pill for just a minute in terms of, you know, this question of some people being especially prone to blood clots. And we'll come back to that when we come back.
Yeah, let's pick this up on the other side. Be right back after a word from our sponsors.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Vicki Thorne. The websites are hopeafterabortion.com, NOPARH.org, and menandabortion.info. So please pick up where you left off, and we also would like to know about tubal ligations.
Okay. All right. This question of some of us being especially predisposed to blood clots. Doctors don't usually test for this. And women are put on the pill without any knowledge of this. And some women will end up with blood clots, or as in the case of someone I know, died from it. 21 years old, collapsed on a college campus, was rushed to the hospital on it for medical reasons. All right, she was not, this was not a contraceptive. This was there because of, and I think, I don't know what it was, but, you know, we're given it for acne, for cramps, for irregular periods. There's a lot of things, all right? They were able to remove blood clots from her heart and her lungs, and she was still awake. And her family, her parents had to tell her that they had to let her die because they could not remove the rest of the blood clots from her body. This is a waste of a life that shouldn't have happened, Deanna. This shouldn't have happened.
So,
and, you know,
there were
every
blood clots throughout her body?
Uh-huh. Yeah, everywhere. And in the beginning, there was a book written by a woman named Ellen Grant, who was a physician in Britain. She's still alive. She doesn't travel anymore because she's in retirement. But it was called Sexual Chemistry, Understanding Our Hormones, the Pill, and HRT. And she was a doctor in England when they were, you know, doing the initial pill sort of stuff. And there were many women who died. And when they did autopsy, that was the cause. Incredible numbers of small blood clots everywhere in their body. And that's why they went from the higher test estrogen to the sort of two-cycle pill, which sometimes has progesterone in it, less estrogen. But this is still a problem. And we women aren't told this, okay, because we're on it for medical reasons. But when I mentioned this girl's death to the nurses, they all said the same thing to me. Oh, she was on the pill, wasn't she? We see this in the hospital all the time. Why aren't we talking about it, okay? You know, our doctors don't test us for this stuff. You know, it's the rare doctor who would say, well, let me test you to see if you have this clotting factor. It also has to do, for some people, there are certain blood types that are more predisposed than others. Doesn't mean you're going to get one, but it's something that we should be aware of, okay? Well, again, we've been lied to. I was giving a talk to a group of women associated with the church at one point, and the women were basically a little dubious, okay? They just really didn't believe that this could be a problem. And there was a woman there who raised her hand, and she said, I have to say to you that I'm one of the people who had a blood clot, and I'm very lucky that I'm able to speak today and I'm here because the doctor did not think I would ever regain my speech or my ability to move. I'll tell you, that snapped everybody to attention right now. But we're in the dark. And, you know, people say, oh, everybody reads those, you know, the things that come with the prescriptions.
Nobody reads those things.
Yeah, bingo. And not only that, if I read it, would I understand the language? Because it's written in medicalese. And I was poking around when the Plan B stuff was going on, and I was just looking at the description.
Right.
Hey, you wouldn't find it.
Alrighty, we are going to our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We'll be right back after station ID and a word from our sponsors.